Quote, "In this Christmas night, Cornelis de Vos has very wisely let all the light radiate from the figure of the newborn Messiah. It is the divine light that shines in the darkness of the nations." Freely translated from the writing of Jacob van der Zande in 1781.
In the Nativity, the third scene in the cycle, you can see how Cornelis de Vos uses his colour brushes to play with light and shadow. We have already met this master in the Meyer van den Berg Museum. With his children's portraits, these and other birth scenes can also be interpreted as a family event. A proud Mother Mary lifts the diapers to show the child to the shepherds. Joseph stands in the shadow of his wife and focuses his attention on the angels, as if he is the only one who sees them. Opposite Mary stands another young woman, with a milk jug on her head. Her apron and sleeves have a white shine. Her blonde hair is hanging loosely. Both arms are stretched in opposite directions. A soft glow makes the brass light up. The ultimate source of light is the newborn child. It shines on the colourful tunics and the garments of the worshipping shepherds, and it casts warmth on the faces of both young and old. Apparently, the most refined face is that of the boy with a pastoral stick over his shoulder. That de Vos knew how to paint children is again proven here. Colours don't only serve as a feast for the eyes or an interplay of contrasts. The precious ultramarine blue of Mary's robe envelops her white veil and fair complexion, symbolizing her purity. The depiction of the lamb as a gift is already a prelude to the Paschal mystery. Compare this scene further on with the adoration of the shepherds by Rubens.